This is a News Burp podcast. Visit www.thenewsburp.com for more shows on our network.
Welcome to News Burp, the show that trawls the internet for news and burps its essence in your general direction. My name is Matt, and him over there is Adam.
Hello.
And this is episode 199. Not in the morning. It's in the afternoon. Can you feel the energy?
There's a lot
of
more,
not being tired.
There's a lot more buzz of, I'm not out of bed.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done things. I've had a bit of a day.
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah. I didn't just throw the offal out, you know, roll them into school, and then turn the corner, come up here.
Rock up here, coughing me at him. Oh yeah, okay. How's things? It's fucking.
Yeah. So it's not half nine in the morning. It's just after half two in the afternoon, and we're live on Spreaker. If you're not subscribed to us on Spreaker and you listen to this on your app later on,
yeah,
you should subscribe on Spreaker, because then you get a notification straight away, as soon as we go live.
You're actually ignoring them. The boys are live. I'll listen later. Grand. I'm not missing anything.
Well, actually, because we don't edit anything at all, so really there's no need to listen live.
Why do we do this then?
Because it's either... Because then...
Oh, because then we'd have to do it.
Yes.
Well, you'd have to do it.
I'd have to do it. And let's face it, any effort that can be taken out on my side...
Yeah.
I'll put a lot of effort into taking effort out.
I just stopped doing the show then.
Oh, is that an option?
Ah, yeah. Just met you in 200 shows ago. Top five fingers.
I can't wait until we get to the last show and it's top five fingers. Because I think about it every now and again, and I still don't know which would be the one and which would be five.
The pink
or the thumb. Is the thumb a finger? If it's not, then we won't be able to fill a top five.
I think. Well, if the theme is top five fingers,
yeah,
ET's finger is going to be one of them.
Oh, it's that kind of fingers. Because I was going to be like, number one, index finger.
That's what I originally thought.
Yeah.
But if you start dropping bombs like, thumbs up finger, and I have to figure out another finger.
It's then really thing.
I'm dropping down to, like, what?
I got to figure out another finger.
That's exactly what she said.
I suppose, would you have Edward Scissorhands? Would he be hands? Wouldn't he be fingers, specifically?
Yeah. Like, his fingers are blades. Or are they even blades?
Are they even
fingers?
Who knows? I know in the porn parody, Edward's penis hands.
I've
he
seen
had
that.
Penises for hands. Yeah. He had dildos for fingers.
Dildos for fingers.
Yeah. Imagine being the prop buyer for that production.
Explain it like, just can I get a 10 penises?
Because I guarantee you, like, that wouldn't be the awkward part, because they'd be making porn, they'd be buying dildos all the time.
Yeah.
But it would be, which one looks like a little finger? Which one looks like a thumb?
We can imagine the shops, so they're going, what are you 10 for? Oh, we're making a porn parody. Edward dildo fingers. Or dildo hands. Oh, you're putting one on each finger? Yeah. I mean, you know, thumbs and fingers. Dude. Do you want the money or not?
This is a conversation for another time.
Matt, just send me the dildos.
I want to make sure you have the right dildo for the right need.
Let's see, two thumbs, two pinky. That's a pinky. That's it. I give that a pinky. Actually, this is all these onto my top five later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would Freddy Krueger be up there?
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's no reason for him not to be.
Well, then I think we've done them all, haven't we?
Well, that's not fucking done. We're never going to have a last show now.
Also, go to thenewsport.com for tickets of our live show.
Yeah. Then just maybe in the Workman's Club in Dublin.
Yeah. So we're going to be comedy panel, live comedy news show, panel show type stuff.
Us and peoples.
We have Gordo from Those Conspiracy Guys podcast coming over. He's going to host it. We have Jeremy Bride. We have Gary Lynch. And Joe Dillon, comedian, is going to open up for us.
Sweet, which is very nice of him.
Yeah. We have an opening act.
Jesus, we have an opening act.
I know.
As much as, lads, you've been opening act. I'm expecting, like, a ventriloquist.
Mm.
Goes, who do you have? He won Baldol's Got Talent.
Oh, fantastic.
What?
Well... He came third. The other two are busy.
Yeah, they got proper gigs. But ventriloquist, is he any good?
I mean, you can see his lift move, because he's clearly not a good ventriloquist, but, you know.
How many acts were in this competition? Four. What was the fourth act?
Dave McSavage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He came fourth?
Fourth. And that's because he turned up.
You're not a big fan of Dave, are you?
No, not really. He's a comedian in the sense that Joseph Fritzl was a comedian.
What? No. No.
That's exactly what I mean.
That's all manners of wrong.
That's what I mean. You don't become... How do you become famous saying, just standing on Grafton Street with a guitar and shouting abuse at people who are actually just minding their own business?
Because it's... It's ridicule of other people.
It's bullying is what it is.
Yeah.
I think if you go to a comedy show and a comedian picks on you, you have no choice but to be in on it because you purchased a ticket to this comedian. If you're walking down the street and a busker just starts abusing you for the entertainment of others, I don't think that's fair.
Well, what you always can do is because you paid for the ticket, you can start to leave and leave your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if, like, if you sit in the front and you get abuse, just review the crap out of that show.
Oh, yeah, of course. But yeah. Who's going to listen to you if you're just walking down the street and some busker abuses you? You're just going to be that grumpy person on the loose. You fucking busker, just send your stupid head.
No, you tell the comedian.
Send your stupid head.
Because it's free, you just tell the person who's doing it. You just go, shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, wait, somebody grumpy today. Somebody got a case of the Mondays today, have they? Oh, look at him. Look at him. Oh, look at him. Oh, he's getting more annoyed now. I won't let him say anything. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
See, that's when you grab the guitar and go, hey, yeah, there's your act. And then you go, hey, give me your fucking guitar. No, I think that's funny. I'm a stand-up comedian, yeah. And I just happened to be on the way, and I figured I'm just going to do an impromptu gig.
Yeah.
And that's funny for me.
For those of you outside of Ireland, David McSavage is a quote-unquote comedian who has been quote-unquote successful.
I like his TV show.
Oh, you're part of the problem.
Oh, I do. I think it's funny when the priest just picks up the kids and runs off them. And the music kicks in. I think it's so funny.
I mean, I didn't watch it. Because I'm not a fan of his.
Oh, well.
But even if I watched it, I don't think, because I'm not a fan of his, I don't think I would have found it funny.
Fine.
You know, is all I'm saying.
It's fine.
And also, if you go to patreon.com/newsburp, you can get free content.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not free. You're paying for it. Extra content.
Extra content. That's the word
you're looking
for.
Extra content for a little bit of scratch. That helps us out to do the live shows and do the other bits and the new equipment that we have. I'm so close to the microphone where I'm over here and it's still the same.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Just checking me lights. Going, actually, no, it knows when you're far away.
Yeah. So you can do all of that stuff. And actually, do you know what really helps us out much more than, say, a Patreon, for example?
Yeah.
Is like whatever app you're listening to, or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can review it there. That like actually helps us out, because the more reviews and stars and subscriptions you get,
yeah,
the higher up the charts you go, more people hear about you. So if you don't even want to give us money, just review us in whatever app you're listening to.
So really you could review us by just clicking a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fifth one, preferably not the first one.
Yeah.
So a click thing.
A click. Just a click. If you're sitting on your bus or your train on your way home, or if you're texting and driving, you shouldn't, but if you're going to text and drive, you might as well give us a star.
Or five.
You know.
So in two clicks, you can give us a like and like a 5-star review.
Yeah.
You don't even type a word.
Nothing. And if you're driving, make it possibly the last greatest thing you're ever going to do.
Huh. Don't text and drive, peeps.
No. Write podcast and drive.
Okay.
Let's start the show.
All right. News.
That's it. That's all we need. There we go. Weekly Weird Updates. News stories from around the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Round the internet, as they say over in Yorkshire.
They don't have the internet over there. They have ravens.
Oh, yeah. God bless those Yorkshire men. Their old-fashioned ways.
And their tea.
Ah, tea and sheep.
And tweed.
Ah, sure it is. It's a simple life, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Ah, sure.
Let's just move there.
What? It sounds like just the two of us live there. To a farmyard.
Yeah.
And there's those two Irish lads.
They only own one pig.
They're so weird. They have a truckload of equipment, but only one pig. Lots of noise and laughter comes there. With only one pig? I don't think so.
A whole dairy farm, one pig.
I'm kind of wondering which one of us owns the pig. And like, it's like, we just found it. Kept it. What's his name? Malcolm.
Yeah, he was just... He was just there. Just pulled the cover off the thing in the barn. It was a pig.
Yeah. What are you doing?
How long has it been there? We've carbon dated it back to 1642.
It's a piglet and Brian. What do I do?
All right, let's go.
So, a dad fuming at baby's toy that looks like a big pink penis.
Why did he buy it then? Like, where did the baby get... The baby didn't buy this toy on its own.
No. I think someone bought it for the family.
Okay.
So, Dean noticed the rude resemblance when his daughter started teething with it. So, it's a teething kit. Yeah, okay. You see what it is.
Let's see where we're going.
Dean Flight 31 didn't think twice about giving his six-month-old daughter, Haley, her new butterfly. Butterfly. Where am I? Toy to play with. But it was when she turned it upside down and began teething with it that he saw what it resembled. He told Metro.co.uk, she was playing with it when we first gave it to her. As I turned around to see her, she had it upside down. Both hands had folded the wings around, like I showed the photo, and she was sucking on the smaller end. I was fuming. As soon as we realized, we took it straight off her. What do you say?
Why would you be fuming? It's a baby. It's a toy. It's your mind that's putting that resemblance on it.
Well, his thinking is, these toy makers knew what they were doing. They knew that if you fold away the wings, it's going to look like a penis. And when the kid's teething on it, of course it's not going to go for the big fat head end. It's going to go for the tail end, little skinny end, to put in its mouth and go, and it's going to be like, oh my God, looks like the kid's sucking on a pee-pee.
Yeah, but... See,
it's funny.
I was out with friends of ours a few weeks ago for lunch, and they just had a baby. I don't know, some time ago. It's still small.
Right. How old is it? About that old.
It's about that old.
Don't put your hands apart.
It's able to hold its own head up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got two teeth in the bottom.
Oh, all right.
So it's he's that old.
Very good. Right.
But he had a teething thing, and it looked like it was, I think it must be something similar, because it wasn't a butterfly, it was a worm. But this thing looked like a porn penis. And I was fixated looking at this baby teething on this thing going, nobody else seen that?
Who was that?
Nobody else seen it. Do you know what I didn't do?
What?
I didn't call metro.co.uk and get a story of it.
You could have.
It was just a little bit of a, oh, look at that. Yeah. Baby looks like it's giving a blowjob.
Anyway. More croutons. Don't mind if I do. Oh, God. New dad from Kent said the toy is part of the Play-Grow teething pack, which was given to Haley as a present. He suggested the toy makers initially made it to look like a penis as some kind of joke. New father had slammed the toy manufacturer. He said the pack has a big butterfly, which is fine from any angle. Some little plastic hard ones. And then this little butterfly. When you hold the little butterfly upside down, it looks quite rude. I'd say he says it's quite rude looking. If it was just one colour without the stripes of separating the three parts, then maybe it would look less like it. But it's a fact it's in three separate sections. It's almost like if it's the balls, shaft, and the end. It feels like it was an entire joke. The playgroup Playgo teething pack is sold on several online stores, including Amazon, the Toy Shop, and the Early Learning Centre. All the online retailers have declined to comment, and Playgo has not responded to requests for comment.
That's because it's a ridiculous. What do you want to comment on it? Your toy looks like a penis. Look, man, it depends on what angle you look at it from and what way the light hits it. And what way your mind is set.
I'm just like kind of going, it's a butterfly.
Yeah.
It's a butterfly. It's a long, sausage-like body.
Some questions.
Go on.
Did the baby get ejaculated on?
What? No.
Well, then what's the problem? It doesn't actually perform like a penis. It's not an actual penis. It's a teddy bear that at some point in the day, at a certain angle, looks a bit phallic.
It's just your comment was kind of funny. Did the baby get ejaculated on? by the dad?
No, just in general.
Just by anything or anyone. No, dear God, no.
Well then.
I don't see what the problem is.
No harm, no foul.
It's like, that is the be all and end all. You're the new Judge Rinder. Sorry. Did the baby get ejaculated on? What? Did the baby get ejaculated on? By what? Get the answer to the question. No, ejaculated. Get the fuck out of my courtroom.
Case is about a stolen car. Did the baby get ejaculated on?
What are you talking about, Judge? Ah, everyone's just annoying my head now. Did the baby get ejaculated on?
Right, let me just flip through these cases. Zero ejaculation. on any of these.
Well, there's going to be no criminals found with that kind of evidence.
Just because if it was one of those, you know, those dolls that you can get that can cry, and that can pee, and that can poop, and all these kind of weird things. Like, why, yes. Like, I don't understand why that's appealing, but that's appealing.
I think it preps children for the future. It's like, this is what it fucking sounds like. Oh, my baby cry. Yeah, well, that's it.
Get used to that. Yeah. That sounds going to haunt your dreams.
Do you want to be your mammy? No. Why not? Because I'm a doll that cries and pees and poops and it hurts my ears. That's your future.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a little slow.
Wow.
Yeah.
All I mentioned was ejaculate.
On a baby!
No, I asked if it had ended up on the baby.
Oh, that's delighted. I was just like, I got some of my hands, just flick that off. Oh my god. Oh my god, the poor kid.
I mean, I was going for the curtains, but there was a bib there.
Bib just looking at you. What are you doing? Well, you're tossing a hat to a tail at the moment, so good man. Good. Yeah. Good kid.
I mean, did you know you're always no more than 5 feet away from ejaculate?
What?
It's a scientific fact.
I got to in this room. I'd say you're less than 2 inches away from it. Yeah, I won't get too close to that microphone there, son.
Ooh. Hello.
Hello, my moist friend.
I'm sorry, I digress. I don't see what the big hullabaloo is.
Oh, neither do I. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, like a kid is teething,
yeah,
and how kind of annoying and painful it is for a kid, mm-hmm, of that age. I was going to say, it's the getting in its mouth. But you can get any toy, any kind of like soft or chewy or whatever it is they use, and just like, oh God, that feels so good.
Yeah.
It's not really intended. I'm sure the toy makers are thinking.
The toy makers just made a butterfly.
Yeah. They're not. And if they made that shape so, like, it's a big, happy, smiley face of a butterfly.
Of course.
And it's a handle for it to grab.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
They're not thinking. Ball second shaft.
That's what it's like. Where's the anus?
Yeah, it's me a fucking shithole on it. It's like, God. But anyway, that's not the only toy apparently that looks like, okay, or is quite rude.
Lay it on me.
So there's 8 in particular.
Alright.
So the doll that definitely doesn't sound like she's crying. So you talk about these crying, pooping, mm-hmm, peeing babies. So apparently the cry baby dolls are meant to mimic real baby behaviour, including producing real tears and, of course, crying. Producing real tears. Good Lord.
Where are they getting these real tears from?
I think you fill it up and then you squeeze the tears out of it. Do you like that, do you?
I mean, is it water that's seeping out of the eye pores of the doll, or is it somebody's like tears that they've collected?
It's unicorn tears.
And they're recycling into...
Good, I know.
Some sort of terrifying doll fetish thing.
Jesus. However, when one woman popped in the battery, she found out the noise it made sounded like something much different.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was a little less... a little bit more...
I tell you, that baby's getting ejaculated on it.
Weird. And there's Bim Bim, the vibrating squirrel.
Bim Bim.
Bim Bim might look adorable, but the squirrel toy makes a very questionable noise when actually vibrating. Your kids might not think it's rude, but we can't stop laughing at it. So I really know it goes, ooh.
Also, Bim Bim is a ridiculous name. I'm totally distracted by how shit that is of a name.
I mean, a whole table of like experts going, we're going to call this squirrel Screwy or Shaky the Squirrel? Bim Bim. Oh, okay, give the internal go on this one.
Yeah.
You like Bim, do you? Yeah, like Bim Bim.
I mean, this is coming from a man who has a former podcast called Pod Squad, spelt the wrong way. So maybe I can't comment.
Okay. The questionable sausage toy? Silly Sausage.
Yes.
Is a reactionary game like Bop It.
Okay.
Yeah. For anyone aged 7 or over, the giant sausage gives you 5 commands, which include...
Mm-hmm.
Twist me.
Yes.
Stretch me.
Yes.
Poke me.
Yes.
Shake me.
Yes.
And dip me.
That's a sex game.
We're saying nothing, is the comment.
It's a sex game.
Yeah, it's only sex game. Tarzan's hand has been replaced. So they have this Disney Tarzan. And, you know, kind of like try me button on the thing.
Yeah.
So you're able to like press the button and his arm moves up and down. but it's positioned like he has a kind of a, you know,
he's got a kung fu grip.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just going back and forth, back and forth. It's like, oh man, that's not right at all.
But you wouldn't get your pee-pee into it because it'd be too big.
But it's implying that Tarzan puts his pee-pee in it.
Yeah,
he's not wearing a loincloth.
You know he does.
Yeah, he does.
Either that or
he's been in the fucking jungle on his own.
On his own.
With gorillas.
Gorillas. You know he's fucking them gorillas.
Weird.
I mean, you know, in our younger years, sure, each of us have had a go on a gorilla-like individual.
What's that now?
You know, just thinking, you know, you get lonely and it's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, you could have sex with a gorilla.
Yeah.
Not an actual gorilla. Just, you know, a woman that maybe let herself go a bit.
Okay. Whew. That was damn.
Because you want to start there before you move on to actual gorillas.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to jump straight in.
Yeah, ugly bitches. Yeah, you ugly bitch. I want to fuck a gorilla, but you're a good starting point.
I was in that porn parody, you know, like Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
Gorillas in the Fist.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you thought that very quickly or
it's actually in my hard drive at home.
I'm going to move on. So I think I actually had one of these.
Yeah.
But it's an unfortunate name. It's called Ballsack.
Oh yeah.
It's a big kind of you couldn't pop it kind of ball.
You definitely don't want it.
I was like, and it says, wouldn't want to shout that too loudly. Yeah. Pass me your Ballsack. I'm going to head your ball sack.
Yeah.
The misplaced rocket. This is a toy of Punisher.
Okay.
As in like superhero Punisher. And why they decided to have the rocket shooting from his crotch, we'll never know, was the comment. But it's this massive rocket. And it's not like it's a gun thing that you put in his hand and then he fires it. It flicks up from his crotch.
All right.
And it's like his two hands are free. He's just pow. Waiting to kiss it. But it's a rocket that shoots straight from his...
Well, you see, something like that I can understand where it's like... Or I can't understand, I should say, where it gets from, like, concept art to, like, you know, clay design to, like, a prototype, then the board meetings and marketing, and then it gets to... Like, even, like, the dude in the assembly line in the factory is like, really? Like, nobody was like... Does somebody have a look at this?
It's like, this is a toy for kids. Yeah. Like... Oh,
I mean, are all of our jobs dependent on this? Yeah. And nobody else is scared?
I don't want to make this. Just my thing. I don't want. Please don't make me do it. Please don't make me do this.
Well, you don't have to be in this part of the assembly line, but you can go down to the end where you paint the red tip on the rocket.
Oh. And there's no brushes. Oh. Dip. The misplaced rocket. E.T.'s finger looks so wrong, so
well,
you can get E.T.'s finger.
Yeah, I can get that. I mean, you can. I won't say you can. I mean, I say one could, if they wanted to, purchase dildos in the shape of E.T.'s finger.
I'm sure you could. But judging by this, I don't. It doesn't need to be a dildo. You just have to purchase the finger, and it lights up at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it could be multifunctional.
It would want to, otherwise it's not E.T.'s finger.
And the last one is the Dora the Explorer toy. It's this Aquapet. That's basically another cock and balls.
Yeah.
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 The stand looks like balls. The shaft thing looks like cock.
Yeah.
Just cock and balls.
But of course, no matter what toy, I mean, do you know what I do in my days off sometimes?
People say you go to Smith's and just walk around on your own.
And as well as doing that, I look at different toys and see how I can turn them, you know, mentally into penises and balls.
Oh.
You know.
That's...
Like, if I was to look at this one, how would I have to look at it before it in my mind, became the shape of a penis? Transformers are great for that.
They would. Stretch Armstrong, of course.
Stretch Armstrong, yeah.
Then, of course, didn't you have, like, Scooby-Doo Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Or, like, you know those little bakery sets?
Yeah.
You just bake a cookie shaped like a penis.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I thought
you didn't know where we were going with that.
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong with your cookie? Remember icing on that cookie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was Play-Doh. You were kind of thinking, I was like... Oh, you know, Play-Doh colors, and you're forced to Play-Doh like through the thing. It's like looks like poop.
Poop. No, I went straight for the balls again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's me. What's your news?
Here's mine. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Oh, no, it didn't open up, but it will open up now when I tell you. Utah man is being busted for using mice and hamsters to get free hotel rooms.
As he brings them in, he goes, there's a mouse there.
Yeah.
He goes, sir, is that your name tag on it? No.
Yeah.
Has it a leash?
Salt Lake City. Let's see. A Utah man is facing criminal charges after police say he admitted to releasing mice and hamsters at least three times at different hotels. Police say this might have likely occurred at more hotels. Now, this dude, right, has got a face full of prison tattoos. What the fuck is the hotel doing in the first place letting him in?
Yeah. See, you can't discriminate, I suppose. Well, if he comes in with a credit card and goes, hi, I'd like a room, please. And you go, okay.
I mean, you can't really discriminate. But let's say you work in a restaurant.
Yes.
Right, and I walk in.
Yeah.
Are you going to alert the chef to get the salad ready? Or are you going to say, how hot is your fryer? Right, so I'm pretty sure that you can judge a book by its cover these days, and say he's got a face full of prison tattoos. Let's not let him up to the penthouse.
I suppose it's the prison tattoos, possibly.
Yeah, like it's all pretty, like they definitely are professional tattoos.
Oh,
if they are, he's got to go on tattoo fixers or something.
Fick.
Let's see. Police allege that Ryan Santel. There you go. Would release the rodents in his hotel room and then complain about it to get room for free. Two of the three hotels police investigated compensated him following his complaint. So yeah, he was getting free stuff.
Wow.
Which, you know, any hotels or restaurants like mice or rats or rodents is like, you don't want to see them.
No.
Because it can end your business. If the wrong person gets upset by you, most people go, oh, they have a mouse, but the place seems clean. Maybe it's a once off. They'll get it sorted out.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. They won't freak out about it.
It's just, if you have food, mm-hmm. or if you prep food, and someone sees
yes,
a four-legged anything running around, mm-hmm. it's like, I'll shut you down, son.
Yeah. So, he would point out the feces left by the rodents, a probable cause. Hotels are forced to contact pest control when animals and feces are found in rooms, which is true.
Yeah.
He's facing two charges of theft by deception and three counts of criminal mischief, human health or safety. All five charges are class B misdemeanors, whatever that means. So it's not too serious, but he was acting a maggot.
Yeah. Although I think he was bringing the mice in anyway.
Yeah, he was bringing them in with him, yeah.
I think all I'd have to do is probably bring in the poop.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Excuse me. I don't want to be rude, but I think that's.
But is it weird? Okay, is it weirder to carry around a mouse or a mouse's poop?
I think both weird. But if you're like just poop in a bag, just pour it out. Just yeah. There you go. Excuse me. Is that mouse poop?
Yeah. I mean, it's a clever way to get something for free. It's an awful lot of effort. I mean, you got to carry that mouse around.
Yeah, what if he died? Although if he died, it's like. Excuse me, there's a dead mouse. Where?
Although,
in my cup.
A hamster as well. I've got to say, like, I've worked in a few places that have had mice problems. Not problems, but, like, every now and again, one will get in.
Yeah.
Depending on where the place is. Especially, like, rural Ireland, where, like, you're just surrounded by farms and fields.
Yeah.
One's going to get in. But if somebody showed me a hamster, I'd be like, it's a hamster. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. Like, are you just hoping that he poops and people think it's mice poop?
Are you just hoping to think it's, like, you know, a skittish member of staff is going to go, oh, my God, a mouse, just because it's here, rodent? That's clearly a koala. Where'd you get that from?
So that's a dog. Huh? That's a dog. That's not even a small dog.
It's your wife in a costume, you furry pervert. Get out.
You're getting into shit on the curtains. Weird.
But it was working. He was getting free stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, somebody rumbled him because, you know, he was... There's no way he you know, strolled to reception, asked for the manager, and then politely brought his complaint to the table.
Yeah.
He went down and screamed and shouted.
There's a fucking mouse.
So
fucking
there mouse. there was an angry convict looking person screaming in reception.
Yeah, you want to calm him down.
You want to calm him down. But he was rumbled. So there you go. There's one story. Very quick. I have another one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Woman on first date ends up as a getaway driver in a bank robbery.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't mind just, I just have to pop in here and just collect some, Gotta get something in the shop. Maybe something we can use for later. Oh, okay. In a minute. You might just say, yeah, just put your fucking foot down because I didn't pay for it.
wasn't even that subtle. When her date said they needed to stop at a bank, the 40-year-old Massachusetts woman had no reason to be suspicious, but moments later, Christopher Castillo came sprinting back to the car, sweating profusely and clutching a gun, hat, sunglasses, and $1,000 in cash. He urged the woman to speed away, and their first date quickly turned into a slow-motion disaster as Castillo tangled with police officers and the woman unwittingly found herself becoming a suspect accessory to a bank heist.
Oh, come on. I'll just do is say he had a fucking gun. I didn't know this was going to happen. He said he'd fucking shoot me.
Yeah, but because she was driving, that's it, you know. So I'm sure they'll look at it, but she's not going to get away with nothing.
Fuck that poor woman.
Castillo's 33 was sentenced to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbery and assault charges stemming from the botched 2016 rendezvous, the somewhere reported. According to Bristol County District Attorney's Office, he had met the 40-year-old woman on an online dating app, though it's not clear which one. It was Tinder. He was looking for a blowjob. Instead, he got a bank job.
All right.
The two met for the first time December 5th, 2016, when the woman picked Costello up at his parents' house. Oh, bless. Then drove roughly half an hour to north somewhere where she lived. She later told prosecutors that Castillo had sat in a passenger seat and downed wine as she drove. So as the Monday afternoon date. Oh, I mean.
Everything's so wrong.
Everything. I mean, Jesus love, he might have been, yeah. I mean.
He must have looked handsome.
Be more selective.
It's like. Say okay. You pick me up at 8. You'll pick me up. Yeah, you'll pick me up at 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you live? At my folks.
Yeah, I don't drive. So pick me up at my folks. Monday afternoon about 3ish. I'll be drinking wine.
Well, again, this party started. What? A fucking bottle of wine in your car? If that's all right. Right. Pull out of the bank. Get some money out. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. What happened? Did anything happen to her? I didn't really. The gun wasn't loaded. They're happy to know. Let's see. Well, she did get away with it. Yeah, she was just like, "Okay, off you go."
I certainly hope so.
But it was just, I mean, come on, you know, love yourself. You know, be more selective.
Well, see the signs early.
Yeah.
Picking up a house, and then he just cracking up a bottle of wine. And was like. I'm doing this now inside your car. Yeah. Would you not do that? Would you want to have a bit more class about yourself? Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to rob a bank. And you're going to fucking drive me to freedom.
Probably wasn't even a bottle of wine. It was probably a box of wine.
Oh, class. Absolutely class.
With a straw.
It was a box of wine with the box gone off it.
Yeah.
So it was just like...
bag of wine.
It was just like a bag. It was just like this silver bag of wine that he held on his arm like a bagpipe and just squeezed into his mouth and went, nom, nom, nom.
I mean, she wouldn't notice if he was classy and have one of those things on that cyclist have, you know, those backpacks that it's just water thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and just suck it through a straw.
Yeah, that's classy going on a date.
Yeah. I gotta stay hydrated.
Just stay hydrated. Your lounge's getting slurred. Your face is getting pretty.
Perfect. That's my stories.
Good times.
Yeah. If you got a story for us, let us know. It's at Newsburp on Twitter or Facebook. And of course newsburp.com. Do the next bit. What's the update? You're a bit?
Yep.
You're a bit. Go. This is a bit that I don't have to do.
Yeah, you just sit back and kind of go, oh yeah, really?
Yeah. I'm gonna program your soundboard just to have like three different reactions.
Oh yeah.
So I don't actually have to be here for this.
I wonder could I? I'm going to work on that.
You should work on that. I'll give you three reactions of, oh yeah?
Oh yeah? Fuck off.
Really?
I'd like to hear more about that story. Please continue.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
I'm going to add that one. Okay, so today is the... Fuck, what was it? 17th of February. Here's what happened on these years on the 17th of February. In 1818, Baron Karl von Drees de Sauerbrunn...
Good job.
Thanks, man. Patents the Draisine, the early bicycle. Imagine the bicycle was named after him. Oh, Daddy, please can I have a Baron Karl von Drees de Sauerbrunn?
Yeah.
What, three-wheeler or two-wheeler? Whatever.
I mean, do you know I've always wondered about the word bicycle? Because you have bicycle and then short for that is bike.
Yeah.
So is Mike short for Mike-skull?
Oh. Yes, it is.
Fantastic. I always wondered that. So I have numerous people in my life called Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling them that.
Let me know how that works out for you. 1883,
yeah.
A. Ashwell paints the free toilet in London.
Paints a free toilet? Did he, like, just a toilet?
Well, free toilet. So maybe it's a public toilet, but you do not have to put in your shilling.
But surely that's not a patent. That's just a door without a lock on it. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
I think that's why I put it in, because I don't know what's he doing here. Paints okay. A free toilet in London. Yeah.
Fair enough.
1915, Edward Stone is the first US combatant to die in World War I, is mortally wounded. So today he got mortally wounded,
mm-hmm.
and he dies later on. But that's who you get remembered for. You're the first person, you're the first American to die in World War I.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
The Americans were late to that war as well, weren't they?
Yeah, well, like 1914.
It was just about to be over and they swooped in and went, America!
Pretty much.
We win.
Everyone said, it'll last till Christmas. And then it kept going. And America said, alright, we're going in.
Yeah.
And 3 years later, it stopped. 1931, the first telecast of a sporting event in Japan. Do you know what it was? Sport?
Japan. So it's not a mainstream sport. Is it a mainstream sport?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Midget throne.
Almost. Baseball.
Oh, really?
The old classic Japanese game, baseball.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But they fucking love baseball over there.
Do they, really?
They fucking love it.
I've heard it's a very boring sport. Like, kind of like cricket, nearly.
I think, yeah.
And my son likes cricket. I hate going to watch him play cricket. It's so boring.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, it's so boring. He loves it. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, he's enjoying it. But so boring. Oh. It's so boring.
It's a day out is what it is.
I mean, I'd actually rather go to the same field and just sit down and watch the grass grow.
I think that's what you are doing.
That's pretty much what I am doing, except they're running all over it.
Because what's funny is, like in baseball, if you're like behind the pitcher and the catcher, you're close to the action.
Yeah.
In cricket, the action is in the centre of the field.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I see the score change and I go, oh, they must have scored there.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's like being invited to an orgy, but just being told to sit down.
Where's the orgy? It's over there in the next house. All right.
Just sit there and imagine that what you're doing is more exciting. Oh, really? Yeah, that's cricket.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cricket. But yeah, apparently baseball is like 9 innings. But it takes up the day.
Yeah, I mean,
you go at like 10 in the morning and you come out like 6 in the evening. And it's like, I'd say that's my day.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be for me.
No. 1934, the first high school auto driving course offered, State College Penn. What do you think of that? Like learning to drive in school?
I think it should be done.
Yeah,
I mean, the school I went to was a vocational school, so like I actually learned skills that I could bring out into the world. Like we had a motor mechanic shop.
Yeah.
So they showed you how to change a tire. They showed you how to change spark plugs. Like didn't show you, like there was a thing where like over the course of the year you would take an engine apart, but you weren't expected to learn everything about it. Just once you could see how it worked, it gave you a better understanding of what had to be fixed, maybe.
Yes.
You know, but all the basics you learned, and that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we did a catering course. So it's like, you know, we're not just going to make a Swiss roll or a trifle.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, budget for this. And this is how you repair this. And this is how you do this. So it's like, well, I can go out into the world and actually use these skills. So I think that's great instead of just, you know, so what did Shakespeare think about this? Fucking no, he's been dead for a million years.
I was saying the thing. I don't remember what the subject was. But this kid goes to his teacher and goes, name 3 things you use every day in life. And if I say so, you see here that you go 5, 4, 6, toothbrush, toothpaste, shoes. It's funny you didn't say political science.
Yeah. I know. And there's a girl who's recently come to work in one of the restaurants, and she's coming back to waitressing after taking a break.
Yeah,
because she can't get work in her chosen field of philosophy. And so, do you know what I said? Why do you think that is?
That's so weird.
Yeah,
sure, they're crying out for philosophers in ancient Greece.
Yeah, let's philosophize as to why you don't have any work.
See, philosophy, if you have a degree in philosophy, you have to adapt that.
Yeah.
You kind of go, what do you do? I don't know. Like, I can't even think of it now.
I mean, just very quickly, let's go on. Indeed.ie. One second now. If philosopher comes up, I'll eat my fucking hat.
I'm guessing they're talking about stuff like, Jesus. I'm trying to even think. Like social services. Social services. And that kind of stuff. People, you know, who think about how other people think.
We have temporarily locked your account. What the fuck for? For searching for philosophy? It's a conspiracy.
Not a thing that you think is piss.
I mean,
no one studies philosophy anymore. Don't be an idiot.
Ah, well. According to Indeed, I'm locked out. So it doesn't matter.
Indeed said, you have a job. It's really there.
Have a job. We don't need one. But I want to be a philosophizer.
Ah, who doesn't? I guess. God, can you imagine? Just, I'm always philosophizing.
Yeah.
I'm always a philosopher.
But you just think that's just thinking. Why are we here?
What do you think? Like, this is what Ricky Gervais studied.
Did he?
Yeah. So I guess if you're a philosopher, go into filmmaking.
Yeah.
To television production.
Yeah, well.
Be a writer.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
There's much work in that as there is in philosophy.
Fucking hell, yeah. I have a degree. A useless one.
Yeah, but I still have one. Well, well done.
I have a degree in philosophy. I read a book in philosophy. So now we can both talk about it. But you don't see me, I didn't read a book on brain surgery and just like pop into the studio and I'll handle this. God, actually, Jesus.
You see, this whole restaurant thing doesn't work out for me. I do have brain surgery to fall back on.
That's true. It's true for you.
Yeah.
Not everyone's as lucky as you, man.
I mean, it was in a vocational skill. It was motor mechanics and brain surgery or woodwork and metalwork. So I didn't go for the woodwork and metalwork because, you know, get hands dirty.
I'm applying that to, we took a brain apart. We weren't supposed to put it back together again.
No.
We just knew the big part worked.
Yeah. We knew this bit was the language bit, and that bit was the emotional bit, and that bit on the top was the bit that Hannibal Lecter ate in the movie. And then that's just the three parts of the brain.
Excellent. Three parts of the brain, ladies and gentlemen. There's only three.
Brain surgery is it's overrated.
Brain surgery, you know, it's not brain surgery.
It's not rock science.
Rock science, not brain surgery. 1936, the world's first superhero, the Phantom, a cartoon strip by Lee Falk, makes his first appearance in comics. Oh. He's the first superhero, Phantom.
Really?
I
what year?
1936. I would have always thought it was Superman.
I can't question it because you have written down in front of you.
Well, yeah.
So obviously it's right. But I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't think Superman was the first one. Superman was probably the biggest, like the most popular one.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think I thought it was probably because it just makes more sense that a guy who can just do everything that you can imagine. Where the Phantom kind of came from Africa and purple suit and...
Yeah. Fair enough. I don't know.
I think it's the same one. Anyway, 1969, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash record an album. It is never released.
Oh.
Imagine if that's released.
What would that sound like?
Very dreary.
Probably very dreary.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in a bad headspace when you listen to that.
Probably have guitar in it.
I'd say a big guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the strings.
You think strings?
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. Maybe. 1972, British Parliament votes to join the European Common Market. And now look at them.
Now look at them. I saw a thing the other day. Somebody was queuing for ages in Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is not the Brexit I voted for. I'm like, that's exactly the Brexit you voted for, sunshine. Get fucking used to it.
As a girl in work said, the ladies have to give notice that we don't take sterling. You tell her that when she comes to Europe, she spends euros.
Exactly, yeah.
This whole Brexit thing is just going to get in my tits.
Well, it shouldn't. You should just stand there with a massive smile on your face and go, hey, you voted for it.
It's more, like if England ever win any kind of European competition or any, like say soccer, if they, like an English team win the European Cup.
Yeah.
Or if they win the Eurovision.
Yeah.
Or if they win, like gymnastics start winning European championships. It's like...
But the rest of us should get really, really petty and go, no, you're not in the Eurovision anymore. Yeah. Russia's in it. Fucking Australia's in it. Yeah. But now you're not allowed to be in it anymore.
I think she kicked them all out with that kind of stuff.
And you can't be in the European, what's it called, football thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. And all those foreign players and you're propping up your football clubs, they've got to go home.
That'd be funny. Yeah. Well, see, I think if you took the English clubs out of the European competitions, they'd probably leave anyway. It's like, oh, I'm not going there.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I just think they just going, oh, we're doing a room mark, we're doing this. But if you take away the fun stuff,
yeah,
I think they'll probably go, oh, we can't enter European competitions. No, you're not part of Europe, yeah. Remember? It's what you voted for.
Yeah. But it's like, it's gas, because a lot of people do believe that they still should be able to do whatever they want. It's just the Europeans coming into the UK have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Like, they still should be able to go to Magaluf without going through customs and passport control. And like, what do you mean? I'm not going in to do anything. Yeah, well, tough shit. You voted out. You're out. Anyone going from America to Magaluf has to go through that shit. Now, that's what you're going to have to go through.
But we're still part of Europe.
No, you're not. That's what you voted for.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 1974, Robert K. Preston, a disgruntled US Army private, buzzes the White House with a stolen helicopter.
Fantastic.
I thought that was pretty cool.
How quick, not that I've ever looked into it, I wonder how big the exclusion zone around the White House is for, like, because, like, we live in an age of drones where, like, people send drones up to get pictures, and I'm sure, yeah, like, there's an exclusion zone around the White House for drones.
Easily. But I'm guessing it must be the fencing.
Yeah.
But how high? I don't know.
Because you'd wonder for 9/11... Like, why wouldn't they aim a plane at the White House if they're really going to fuck shit up?
I think you'll find. Or is that the American government was behind all it.
Hmm. Yeah, but they kind of crashed the plane into the Pentagon where no debris was found, though, didn't they?
Oh, Jesus. You saying just a bomb went off?
Yeah.
Huh?
You got to refurbish this shit. Well, we never get the budget for that. Or will we?
Is there a budget? Never in anything I'm a part of I've found. Do we budget for that? No. No, now that you're, no.
Yeah, that's always right. No, now that you're here, yeah, all the money stopped.
Oh, brilliant. Actually, the reason you're being promoted is because you're here to fix problems. Because that's what you're good at, Adam. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is kind of me as well.
1989, there's a 6-week study of Arctic atmosphere shows there's no ozone hole.
Oh.
Yeah. No, there probably is.
19 what?
1989.
Isn't that when, like, the whole ozone thing was, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, the Greta Thunberg of the time. It was like, yeah, ooh, the ozone, how dare you?
Yeah, it was like, really disappointed in us.
Yeah. But, like, there was no... You couldn't use, like, aerosols and CFCs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but that was in the 80s when there was a big hole there.
And right at the end, 1989.
So we fixed it.
Well...
Yay, we win. Yeah, we're great.
There's no hole. But I'm guessing other things have happened since... I think that news probably went, sure, it's gone, we just keep going then.
Yeah.
It's like, no, there will be.
I mean,
like, no.
I don't want to say, you know, that I can control every aspect of my body, but the fact that I purposely went bald and couldn't use hairspray anymore, I did my part.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think the world should thank you for it.
Fucking amen, man.
I think every lady should fellate you.
Yeah. So if we can start that whenever.
I'm going to move on. 1996. Gary Kasparov defeats Deep Blue 4-2 in chess. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That nail biter?
Yeah. It was a big deal.
Sure it was.
See, this is the kind of reaction I need to put on my... Oh, yeah. That was a great one.
It was held the day after the cricket championships.
He beat a computer.
Beat a computer.
A computer that has every kind of move in his head. And how he beat it, I think, was he moved completely erratically. Mm-hmm. And the computer went, I don't know this.
Yeah.
And he just went, yeah, I win.
That's what you do.
Yeah. 2014, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon premieres on NBC. Jimmy Fallon thinks every second's hilarious.
2014?
Yeah.
Is it only that recent? Oh, it was before. I thought he was doing it before that.
No, well, I think that's...
Oh, that was the whole Jay Leno thing, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Tonight Show's been going on for ages on different channels, but Jimmy Fallon took over in 2000. So that's actually a good 6 years, 6-7 years.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, he does. It's why I can't watch an American chat show, because everything just is so staged and so fake and so processed. And because even when you hear celebrities on other podcasts talking about going on a chat show,
yeah,
you have to have a bit to talk about. You have to have a series of jokes. They come to your dressing room before and go, what are we going to talk about? Maybe talk about this, and then I'll ask you. And we round off the segment like that, and everything will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that sounds natural.
But can we not bring on, like, you know, I get it, because they're producing, like, shows every night of the week, and they have multiple guests on each night. So it's just like, got a funny story? Let's tell a funny story. Instead of, like, having people on that we want to hear about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about... Americans don't have a long attention span for, like, people sitting down and chatting.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm kind of glad Graham Norton hasn't changed.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like it, don't watch.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I'm going to chat to these people, and they will naturally be entertaining.
Yeah.
Brilliant. 2016, Nike ends endorsement deal with Filipino boxer Manny Pacquiao after he made TV comments, gay people are worse than animals.
I mean, why are the animals doing that they're worse than?
I know.
Are they gay animals?
No, I think he's just saying they're worse than animals.
Wow.
As in, they don't use cutlery.
Well, you know, I once saw a monkey use a spoon.
Why don't I have that as my ringtone? Once saw a monkey use a spoon. Oh yeah, was that a good day? Yeah, that was a good day.
It was a Tuesday.
That is so mental. Saw a horse cut a slice of bread once. Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amazing thing, amazing thing.
Tell you, saw a fish do a crossword.
Seen a squid crawl out of a can of soup once. Yeah. Weird. Weird.
Well, look, you know, I just hope that most people can live the life that I've led and come up with these stories.
They'll all be better people.
Because I'm pretty sure I have the reputation where if I say something like that, somebody's going to go, did he?
No, it's going to be just going to YouTube. Fuck, there he is, yeah. Monkey. Spoon.
Like, I remember saying to somebody once backstage at a panto, I've been in a porn. And instead of getting that reaction, I got, really?
Well, I think people at that stage kind of knew you. Much in the same way that I know you're doing work the internet. It's like, it doesn't surprise you. It's like, what do you do? I fix the copywriter. Or the copier when they finish writing it. I just come in at the end going.
I wrote and directed it, and I got the deal for all the merchandising, so.
Who did you tell you were in a porn?
I can't
remember. Don't say the kids' course.
No, it wasn't. That was definitely a grown-up conversation. I didn't just go into the kids' the changing room and go, hey, kids, guess what I was doing before this? I was in a porno.
What's the porno?
Oh, so much ejaculate.
Have a good show, kid. Jeez. Same day, 2016, the oldest known case of human Neanderthal sex 100,000 years ago revealed by Max Planck, Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology.
That's an unfortunate name, isn't it?
Yeah. 50,000-year-old Neanderthal woman's remains from Altai Mountains show traces of Homo sapien DNA.
Yeah. Well, you see, there was like dozens of different species of people, same way there's like different species of cats and, you know, like monkeys and there was all different species of us, and we just all bred into one. So there's no people were like searching for the missing link between monkey and man.
Yeah,
there was no missing link. We just gradually, literally, just all evolved into one, the Homo sapien.
Ah,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
So there were traces of, like, they're going to start finding more of these things where there's traces of Neanderthal, traces of Homo sapien and Homo erectus. They're all in like the one.
Jesus.
There you go.
This is you from watching like How the World's Made on their universe, isn't it?
Yeah, see, this time I spend smoking weed, people are like, you're wasting your life. I'm like, I'm fucking educating myself, fool.
Like a white Mr. T. 2017, discovery of a new mostly underwater continent, Zealandia, terrible name, in the South Pacific, announced in research journal GSA Today. A mostly underwater continent.
So an island.
Well... Yeah.
A mountain.
But what's the difference between a continent and a country?
size, I suppose.
Is it?
Size. Like land mass. Like America is one continent, north and south, is that's one continent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have Europe.
Yeah.
And then you have Africa.
Yeah.
And you have Australia.
Yeah.
And the rest.
Yeah. Okay. Asia.
Asia. Then Russia?
No, well, Russia's part of...
Oh, careful now.
Russia's part of Europe, isn't it?
Well, they are in the Eurovision.
Yeah.
They don't use the Euro, though.
No. Are they part of Eurasia?
Eurasia?
Not the band.
No. I don't know. Geography's not my strong point.
Me neither.
Yeah, you know, I'll stop by on the way home and ask them.
Okay. Well, that's me from Weekly Was Update.
All right, then. We'll do that again next week. I suppose we'll go on to the next bit then, which is back to the wheelchair.
Your bit.
So last week, we had a story about an Indian woman that stuffed another Indian woman's vagina full of chilies.
Yes.
As a punishment for adultery.
Yes.
Not even adultery. Just like,
jealousy.
Just jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a vicious attack.
I would have thought so, yeah.
I don't want chilies in my vagina.
Who does?
Nobody. So, I went looking for the worst genital injuries ever reported to hospitals.
No. I don't like it.
So... Myself and Nancy read these last night, and I knew if she had a reaction that they'd be good, because she spent the last 15 years working in a hospital.
Yeah.
And she started, when she started 15 years ago, she was in the emergency department.
Yeah.
Like admitting people at reception. And she's seen some shit.
Oh, God.
Like, she saw somebody come in that had a part of his leg and all of his penis blown off by a shotgun.
What?
Because they were caught having an affair and your man came in with a gun and just aimed for the two crotches while they were still having sex and just blew them up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is mental.
Bonkers. But this is all lighthearted stuff.
Oh, God, I hope so.
So, here we go. Some of them may be abbreviated just for, you know.
Okay, yeah, for time.
Man says he accidentally sat on an inflated balloon and it went up his bum. He tried to pop it with a bamboo skewers.
Oh my Jesus.
Which perforated his colon several times, and he wound up with a whopping abdominal infection.
Jesus.
First of all.
Who blew the balloon?
First, no, he said he sat on it when it was inflated. And it
look,
just went
we know
right
that didn't
there.
Happen.
That didn't happen.
Someone blew that balloon.
So he might have one of those little pumps that party clowns have.
Hilarious. And then he popped it.
And then he popped. Well, he tried to with a bamboo skewers, but instead of popping the balloon, he popped himself and got a big infection.
Jesus.
Well, if that has you squirming, try this one on for size.
Oh, sorry.
A man liked to stick the inside of a Bic pen down his penis while masturbating.
No.
He ended up losing it and it migrated to his bladder. He claimed he was trying to clear an obstruction because he couldn't pee.
Yeah, the obstruction was a fucking pen cap.
We'd like to believe him, but we've seen him two times for the same thing.
I don't think this is a quote from doctors.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. And another pen, is it? No. Oh yeah, it's you again. Yeah, it is.
I'm going to save number four on this list for my last one. So remind me of number four.
Okay.
We'll just do another couple. Let's see. Okay. A woman comes into the ER with a butt plug with a tail sticking out.
Huh?
She initially said she was dressing up for a kid's birthday party and that her costume was stuck and she couldn't get it off. But that wasn't true.
Can you imagine? What's going on here? Oh, this is part of my costume. I don't think so.
Yeah. There was a guy that had a jar of peanut butter in his butt. Around his anus was a mess of caked on peanut butter and dried blood. I believe surgery ended up having to be consulted, and all he said was, it just kind of happened.
It fairness, I think that's probably the best thing you can say. It's like, and what happened here, sir? Just kind of happened.
I mean, she was working late. I had a place to myself. Look, it happened.
Yeah, I was making a sandwich and I went, I wonder
if this goopy, sticky substance could be used as lubricant.
Oh, Jesus.
Crunchy or smooth.
But like, lubricant for the actual jar it came in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking mental.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. An elderly man and his wife enter the emergency department. The male is in obvious distress, but he initially refused to elaborate in triage. Once roomed, he will not speak with his wife present.
The dog is annoying.
When alone with staff, he finally tells us he had a plastic Easter egg lodged deep in his bum. Asked with what happened, he simply replies, I just wanted to know what it was like to be a chicken.
Oh, come on. That guy needs a hug more than anything else. I mean, what, is he thinking of that? He's like, what did I say? And the wife's going, why don't you tell me what you think? You'd like to be a fucking chicken.
Yeah.
That'll do. What do you think? I want to know what it's like to be a chicken. Nailed it. Now clean me up.
Yeah.
God, an Easter egg.
Easter egg, yeah. Probably like a Kinder, like the inside of a Kinder egg, maybe.
Oh, God.
Let's see. There was one else. This is. I don't want it.
Is this number four?
No, it's not number four.
Okay.
Number four is a funny one. Okay. I'm trying to find. There was one I read. I'm trying to. One guy came in with a slug stuck in his bladder.
Jesus.
He was playing with his gay partner and thought it would be a good idea to tie a sling to a slug and put it in his urethra.
Holy fuck.
Well, as you can imagine, the slug slipped out of the thread and went inside his bladder. And that was the one only time in all my years of surgery I've removed a slug from somebody's bladder.
He put it like a leash around a slug?
No, he tied it to like a lollipop stick. And then shoved that down his thing. And then the slug was like, fuck, I'm not having any of this. But went the wrong way.
But the slug's like, dude, I made a lubricant. Yeah. I'm out of here. Oh, God. Oh,
that's, right, we'll do number four. Let's go back.
Oh, great.
Four. Now, this one's funny. So this should unpucker your rectum, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. A guy came into the ER and asked to be tested for STDs.
Yeah.
When I asked him what had happened, he told me he was driving and stopped to pee behind a gas station. And at that moment he finished peeing, a guy jumped out from behind a bush and gave him a quick kiss on the penis. You gotta test me. Why? Kiss me on the penis.
That is hilarious. But it's either, there's two things funny about it. One is, like, if a guy just ran out, like, just going, woo, you cute little boy, oh my god. Or he had full on gay sex.
He went full on, in full on glory hole.
And he went, I have no protection here whatsoever.
Yeah.
This is do you have gay sex? Well, a guy kissed my penis. And then did you stick your penis in his bum hole? Yes, I did.
Well, yes, I did. I lay down from the shock of him kissing me on the penis, and then his bum was on it.
When he kissed my penis, I fell over with the shock, and then he caught me. Well, yeah. He caught my penis.
Yeah,
in his bum.
I didn't want to be rude. He seemed to like it. I just let him carry on, yeah. And now, listen, just
tried to pull away, but he kept pulling me back in.
Yeah.
So
we can get this whole test done.
I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're here. Thanks very much. That is back to the wheelchair. Next week we'll do something else. I don't know what we'll do. I'm just going to let you drag in.
What?
We'll let you drag in before she digs through the door.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I'll need a new wheelchair for next week. I'll do
the good news jingle while we're letting the dog in.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is the part of the show where we talk about happy and chirpier stuff. There won't be stories about a pervert running around in a buff. So here's just a few things that we won't talk about in this segment. War and hunger and the language won't be vulgar. Politics and naked chicks and men doing stuff with their dicks. So sit back, relax and kick off your shoes. And for once let's just have some good news.
Yeah,
Yay, good news. Doggy just wanted to be involved.
Well, it's a fucking dog, isn't it?
Yeah, loads of podcasts have dogs on them. It's right. Quite alright. Right. Good news. So, will I go first or do you want to go first?
I'll go because you already been talking.
Okay.
So, a very simple story. Photographer captures incredible moment. A wild orangutan offers hand to man in snake-infested waters.
Saw that. Yeah. I actually saw the video. It's pretty cool.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But apparently the man doesn't take the orangutan's hand. Because no. He knows that he'd probably just rip his arm off if it did come to it.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of...
He's trying to help him.
Reaches out and goes, dude.
Gotcha.
There's snakes in there.
Yeah.
And they'll kill you.
Yeah.
And the man's just looking and going, no.
No.
No, I'm just gonna go around the long way. You know, give me your gun and I'll help you.
I'm not saying I know more than him, but if I was in the snake infested waters, and an orangutan offered me its hand, I'm gonna take the hand. Because like, why would the monkey offer to save it and then rip it to shreds when it did? That'd be my thinking. Maybe I'm wrong.
See, maybe it was the thing of the orangutan. Maybe just being so strong. And like the way they kind of just like reef their babies and all that kind of have just reefed his arm out of the socket.
Yeah, yeah.
So that. It wouldn't probably wouldn't be a violent act. Maybe it was trying to be helpful, but it would just kind of go rip.
Yeah, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, I get you.
But it's just this incredible image.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Nice. I get that.
This is the inspiring moment of a wild orangutan offering its hand to a man wading through snake-infested waters. The brief interaction was captured by amateur photographer him. And he was on a safari with his friends through a conservation forest in the Indonesian island of Borneo last month. The forest, which is maintained by the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, or BOSS, is a sanctuary for the critically endangered apes who may need refuge in the face of injuries, poaching threats, or habitat loss. Since venomous snakes are the orangutan's only real predator in the forest, it is quite likely that this particular ape knew the consequences of approaching the muddy waters. The man in the photo was a conservancy guard who was busy clearing off the snakes for the friends when the orangutan offered its hand. The guy later told CNN it was as if the orangutan was saying, "May I help you?" Due to the unpredictability of wild orangutans, the warden ended up circling around to a different point in the bank and climbing out of the water on his own, but not before the photographer snapped a photo of the breathtaking interaction.
Nice.
Yeah. I just thought...
That's cool.
I think I would almost love to just grab his hand.
I think I would. Like, you see, he makes a good point that the orangutan would probably just whip me out of there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be ready for it, and I'd have no arm. So he's probably right.
Yeah.
But it just shows that, like, you know, people say, oh, you know better than an animal. Animals show compassion.
Yeah.
And empathy and sympathy.
All the time.
All the time. And to, like, different species.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, he's a monkey, so I'll get him out of there. It's like, this is another living thing, and those bastards are going to bite him.
Yeah.
Here, I'll help you out.
It's like, I know the dangers here.
Yeah.
Come on, get out of that.
And, you know, every now and again, you'll hear a story of, like, you know, whales and dolphins helping lost people back to...
Yeah.
Back to civilization.
Back to land.
Back to land, that kind of stuff, you know. And here we are, talking about ejaculating on babies.
Oh, man, we are so much worse than orangutans.
We really are.
Why didn't they take over?
I mean, I don't know.
Come on, Planet of the Apes.
Come on. I don't know, because if Planet of the Apes, then we'd become the monkeys and we'd be like, you know.
Get your hands off of me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Meryl Streep. She was great in that film.
She's awesome.
Here's my story. A California man who spent 14 years in prison after being wrongly convicted of killing his roommate has been exonerated and freed after prosecutors found new DNA evidence that led to a new suspect.
Oh, God, 14 years.
14 years. I think I would have gone actually clinically insane. Because if you go to jail and you say you're innocent but you've actually done it...
Everyone else is like, yeah, we're all innocent, yeah, we're all appealing.
But imagine...
No, I didn't do it.
Imagine actually being innocent and going, no, I fucking didn't do it. What am I doing in here? Imagine living that nightmare.
Yeah. And people go, what are you in for? Well, I'm actually in for murder. Oh, you think you're a big man, are you? I'll take you on. No. I'm innocent. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, jeez.
The case is only the second in the United States and the first in California where an investigative genetic genealogy.
Sorry. Ooh. Don't know what happened there.
Has led to an exoneration of a person imprisoned for a crime they did not commit. Yeah, was thrown out of court during a hearing. He was convicted in 2005 of second-degree murder in the stabbing to death of Jane Hilton, a 54-year-old magazine columnist.
Jeez.
And he hadn't done it. And he looks like a defeated man. Like, he looks happy because he's been there loud, but he just looks like...
I've wasted
14 years of my life. Like, it's like that. It's like, you know, when the IRA was still in the height of it, and then, you know, the Troubles and the Birmingham Six and the Guildford Four. Yeah. You know, like, the Birmingham Six is the famous one.
Yeah. Like, what do you say to them afterwards?
Like what do you say?
It's like, you just threw us in there because you had no one else. You just wanted to blame someone and, like, have a quick fix.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Soz.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's like, fuck you.
But he's out and he's free. There you go. Prosecutor said genetic genealogy helped investigators to determine the DNA belongs to one of the teenage boys Mrs. Hilton's daughter testified she was with in a park on the night of the murder. So imagine, like, I was nowhere near. She was with those people over there. No, they're fine. Don't worry about them.
God.
You're going to jail. You did it.
That is fucking harsh.
It is hard. Like, I can't, like, I don't think I'll be able to mentally deal with being in jail for something that I didn't do. Like, if I went to jail and I felt like I shouldn't be there because I'm just mean, I'm like, rules don't apply to me. Then I'd be like, oh, fuck it, I'm in jail, whatever. You know, deal with it and move on. But if I was in there for something I didn't do.
You just spend your whole time appealing.
Yeah.
No, there must be something because I didn't do it. Check this, check that, check everything.
Yeah. But he's out and he's free. And more of that stuff. That's what I say.
That is good news.
That is good news. But sure, that's the end of the show.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
All right.
Where can people get us?
Yeah, you can get us at www.thenewsburp.com, where you can get all the links and all the our up-to-date news and stuff. And then, of course, we have www.patreon.com/newsburp, where if you have the monies, you can get our extra stuff, and we'll give you a shout-out. Shout-outs go out to
Kevin Fagan, Mason Sloan, Nathan Peterson, Alexander Henry, Paul Blunson, and Sean Ryan.
You're able to get an ad-free version of this show.
Yeah.
Which just, like, stops you from waiting to hear our gorgeous silky voices in your ear holes. Yeah. And then we'll give you the extra stuff, which is our top five and our Florida Man stuff.
Yeah. And all the contributions from Patreon do come directly to the show, and they help us out with stuff. We've ordered stuff for the live show. Live show is coming together nicely.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. If you can't or you don't want to go to Patreon, again, just by rating us or subscribing or reviewing us on whatever app you're listening to us on, that'd really help out. And if you want to go to Spreaker.com and search for Newsburp, you can sign up there and get a notification when we go live.
Lovely.
And maybe tweet out as well. We're doing it live.
Yeah.
You know.
Get in touch.
But thanks so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget the Newsburp live show, 19th of April, in the Workmen's Club in Dublin. It's a comedy news, comedy live panel show, comedy type thing. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And yeah. We will see you next week. Thanks very much.
Bye.